Thank you for joining me today on Glorious Living. I want you to know that God says you qualify, and we're going to study about that today. I'm always so excited when you join me here in Studio C, and today I have Chrissy with me again.
I love being with you, Pastor Kathy. It's so much fun to talk about the goodness of God and how He wants to use us in our lives.
I know, and I love the way we've been formatting lately, been studying the Bible. I hope you enjoy it as well. I hope you'll get your Bible, because we're going to talk about something that's so very important. You know, Chrissy, so many people feel so inadequate.
That's right.
Or they second-guess themselves, or they don't really understand all that belongs to them as a believer.
Right, that's right. It's so upsetting, too, because God says you qualify. And I love that statement. I believe that so many people, they might be filled with shame, or the devil's just beating you up with things that you may have done in the past. And he's saying, you don't belong in the kingdom of God. You can't do anything to serve the Lord. But that's a lie from the enemy. And I love how this ministry takes that, turns it around, and lets people know that they have a calling on their life.
Yeah.
And that they are qualified for all the blessings of God.
I know. And you know, really, what earns us our qualifications, if you want to think about it, and we're going to study a lot about that, is all what Jesus did.
That's right.
And it's not by what we did. It's not in our own works, but it's because of Jesus.
I love it.
So all of us are qualified. We just need to find out about it and realize, how do you get into that place of receiving the qualifications and walking it out?
I love it so much. And you know, it's on the cover of the magazine this month. It says, God says you qualify. So when we were planning this magazine and I saw that statement, I said, man, this would be a perfect thing to put on the cover, because here at JDM, we want to make sure everybody knows, wherever you're from, whatever status you may be, whatever nation you live in, you qualify because you're a child of God.
Yeah, and He's such a good God. And He's not wanting you to jump through hoops. He just wants you to love Him and receive Him. And that's what really qualifies you. But we're going to go into more depths. You're going to learn how to step out. Because if you're worried about whether or not you can have the overwhelming blessing of God because of who you are, where you live, or whatever, don't be that way. God has given you the right to enjoy His blessing and be prosperous in your life for one reason. What is it?
He loves you.
I love
that. Well, we just remind ourselves that God is love, mm-hmm. and He loves us so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus, mm-hmm. so that we can have eternal life and life more abundantly. And that mm-hmm. word abundance is a big word.
It is.
And it belongs to us. And just realizing these truths and sitting here and chatting about it, whether we're reading it in a magazine or in a book, it's actually chapter 4 of Boss's newest book, Overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
a
it's
great
everywhere.
Book.
Yes, the message is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And now, even digging deeper in this study together, we're really reinforcing the fact that God wants you blessed.
Yeah, and the article we're going to study about today is, like Chrissy said, in the magazine, and it's Jesse's article.
Yes,
it's from his book.
Good.
But you know, that's one of the things people always say about Jesse. You know, after he talks to them for a while, whether we're together at a table or visiting with friends or just talking on the phone, because many times I hear him just talking to different pastors around the country, leaders. He talks to them, they always feel like they could just do anything after they get through talking
with
Jesse. Because he pumps the word of God in them, believes in them, because we always have to remind ourselves of all that Jesus has done and what He has qualified us to receive from Him.
That's so great. That's
wonderful.
You know, people from all over the world have been watching and being blessed by your messages. I have a great testimony I wanted to share. It's from Facebook. It says, I have loved Jesse, Kathy, and your ministry since 1985. Your messages are so funny, but right to the point.
I love that.
And I think that's awesome. Since 1985, they've been watching, and this ministry is actually going to be celebrating 50 years. Years coming mm-hmm. up. So this is a timeless thing. God's word is timeless, and it's for you today, yesterday, and forever. It's always
so
the same. Jesus
yeah, so
never changes.
You're at the right spot, listening to the right thing. You're going to get built up
yeah.
and realize that you truly qualify.
Yes. Amen. I love
We're going to start off in the Bible, in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read verse 28, because this is what God has wants us to know. He loves us. He wanted you to be blessed from the very beginning.
Amen.
And that's one of the reasons He sent Jesus to die for you, to receive the blessing that Adam and Eve had before they threw it all away.
Mm-hmm.
And in Genesis 28, you're going to notice this. It's the first thing that God did for mankind was to bless him. Would you read that verse,
yes,
Chrissy?
Ma'am. I love it. It says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now that's a lot of dominion.
It is.
Over everything.
And that's the first words God spoke to mankind. And most of us live so far below that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize that God wants us to be fruitful, to multiply, and replenish the earth. Yes. That's God's, that's an assignment from heaven. And you know, there's something about the word of word, the power of words. God spoke those words, not just because they fill up an air. It began something. It was a creative force that was launched from God, from heaven's lip, from God's lips to us, to our heart, that were had creative power in it. And that's what our theme for this year has been, create your world and walk in it. And it happens by words spoken. And God led the way when he said these words in Genesis chapter 1:28.
I love
that. He created something. And you know, when you believe in that, it changes everything. It changes your perspective. You realize, I mean, can I really be fruitful? I remember praying for so many women that wanted a baby. Jesse and I prayed together. And yes, it's God's will for you to be fruitful. You're supposed to be fruitful. And that's the beginning part of believing that, that you qualify for fruitfulness.
You qualify for fruitfulness. I love that so much. And when you look at the cover of the book, I love it so much.
Oh, yeah.
The word overwhelmed, and we put just the cosmos on the cover, because when you start thinking about the God of all creation, how he just spoke it into existence, it really shows you how this is the God I serve, the God that flung the stars with his hand and said, light be, and then it became. It's just absolutely awesome. And to be imitators of God, meaning we have that same authority to speak things and to say it with authority, with the authority of Jesus, knowing that, you know, we can be overwhelmed with his blessings just by walking in that obedience.
You know, this is brand new, good news to a lot of you that are watching today. You may not have ever heard the fact that you can speak and say and speak like God speaks. In fact, the Bible talks about a man named Abraham who called those things, who watched to God, who called those things that be not as though they were. And that means God looked at the non-existent things in space, and he said, light be.
That's right.
And light became. Now, that was before the sun and the moon were created. If you read the Genesis account of creation, which we believe totally, of course. And so things began to happen at that point when he spoke. And the same power that created the universe, like you were saying, gave us these words of instruction to be fruitful, to multiply and to replenish the earth. And then he says, subdue it. Mm-hmm. That's the part a lot of people don't get.
I know.
They leave that part off.
Yeah.
But if you don't subdue and put things in line, then you're not going to be able to walk in that fruitfulness. You're not going to be able to multiply. You're not going to be able to replenish the earth.
Yes.
But when you subdue it, what that means is you take your rightful place of authority and you exercise it, and you believe what God said. And if anything's out of line, you fix it. How do you fix it? With your words. Mm-hmm. Your words declare what you expect to see. And then that's the faith concept.
Yeah, I'm loving this. I'm getting all stirred up. When we study together, I get so excited because
I love
it really
too.
Shows us that no matter what you're facing, today, no matter what it is, we're called to live like Abraham. We're called to live by faith and to, you know, maybe there's some areas in your life and you feel like they're a bit chaotic. Well, we can stop that right now in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will bring order to your life, and he'll give you creative ideas and concepts so that you can start walking in obedience because he qualified you. When you take hold of that fact that you qualify, God says you qualify, there's nothing you can't do.
That's so true. You know, any blessings that were given in the Bible up to the death of Jesus on the cross were given at God's discretion. He blessed those who live by faith, like Abraham, who we just spoke about. But when Jesus came and he shed his blood for all mankind, he did it to bridge the gap between God and man, to set things right once again.
That's right. God did that. And because back then, I mean, think about Adam and Eve and how they disobeyed God. And in that moment, how they were so ashamed and they covered themselves. But the Lord made it right. He's always looking to make things right with us.
Right.
And he loves us so much that he'll do anything for us. That's why he sent Jesus. And it's just so exciting to know that we have that promise of salvation.
You know, that's what happened when Adam and Eve did that. The curse came into the earth. Before that, there wasn't a curse. The Garden of Eden was a beautiful place.
We could have just been laying back, eating some fruit, you know, just having a good old time.
We're going to have to talk to Adam and Eve.
I know. Be like, hey, listen, what'd you do? Especially that childbirth thing. Come on. Could have had it a little easier.
You know, years ago, Jess and I had the privilege or the joy to go to Italy. Jesse spoke in Verona, and then we to a pastor's conference, but we took a day or two to go to Venice, and the first time we were there, and we got a beautiful, we were there with our friends Jerry and Carolyn Savelle. They had been there before, they wanted us to see, and so we did like a tour, and Carolyn had arranged to have a guide to help us to know everything. So it was really nice. We were there in St. Mark's Square, and I just loved seeing this beautiful cathedral there. And so they had, they're pointing out the carving on one of the corners. And the carving was a carving of Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. One, they kind of like wrapped the corner and both of them like were pointing at each other. I wouldn't have noticed it if the guide wouldn't have showed us, because I'm just looking at them and then all of a sudden you see their fingers. She said, notice their fingers. They're pointing at one another, blaming. And that was one of the things that happened. They blamed one another.
Wow.
But really, God had intended for them to live in the blessing all of their life.
That's right.
That's always been God's plan. And so because they lost out, the curse of the earth came on the earth, which was all the sin, all the sickness.
Oh, yeah.
Every sickness that's ever been in the earth is a result of Adam's sin, the sin of disobedience, which brought the curse
that's
in
right.
the earth.
That's right.
So ultimately, I'm not saying that every sickness Satan puts it on you. A lot of things are just because we live in a fallen world.
Yes, ma'am.
And things are in place, whether it's in the environment or different things. Mm-hmm. But God gave a plan to get rid of the curse in the earth. And one of the things was the blood of Jesus. It was to break the curse and get back that original blessing.
Oh,
that's
my
so
gosh,
powerful.
That's so great. The blood of Jesus. I love singing about that. When we sing about the blood of Jesus, whether we're in church or wherever I'm driving in my car, and when you realize about Jesus, that sacrifice on the cross and how beautiful and mm-hmm. how it's so divinely orchestrated, the way that God did this, it's just absolutely awesome to mm-hmm. see how he took something that was fallen under a curse, and then Jesus came and made it right again.
And you know, in the natural, when you think about being happy about the blood, it doesn't seem like a right thing. Mm-hmm. But once you get to know God, you realize what that blood really means.
Yeah.
And it does make sense if you think of it in terms of like the people that have went to war and mm-hmm. sacrificed their life. Their blood was shed for our freedom. Well, even in a greater way, Jesus's blood was shed for our freedom so that we can be fruitful, so that we can replenish, so that we can multiply and, mm-hmm. and walk in the blessing and exercise our authority to subdue the devil. And when things out of line, put it back.
That's
put
right.
it back in place the way God intended it
That's
to be.
So, so good. I hope you're enjoying this because I am, because sometimes we need to be reminded mm-hmm. that we qualify. Mm-hmm. We qualify for the blessing. We qualify for our healing. Mm-hmm. So many times we get broken and beaten down mm-hmm. by the world or people accusing us and saying, you can't do this or do that. Well, let's believe what God says. I like what Boss says. He says, somebody's lying and it ain't God.
It's not God.
No, that's right.
That's a phrase you've heard probably a lot. A lot of people say, oh, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Mm-hmm. I'm not worthy. And so God made you worthy. Mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus makes you worthy. The blood of Jesus qualifies you. And all you need to do is to believe it.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Where are
so
we at right
good.
Now, Chrissy?
I love it. I wanted to read 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 too, because it's such a great thing to read.
That's so good.
Knowing that God has broke the power of hell, death, and the grave for us.
Yeah, and he broke the power of sickness, disease, and poverty as well.
That's amazing.
Let's read that scripture, Chrissy.
Yes,
2
ma'am.
Corinthians, I think, is chapter 8, verse 9. I hope you have your Bible and you're following along with us.
Yeah, I know. So it's good to follow on your phone, but sometimes you just need like a good old Bible to read. Open it up. So yes, let's read. It says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich."
Right.
That's amazing.
That's a beautiful promise. And you know, a lot of people see this, he became poor. You know, anything that even the best here on earth compared to heaven is poverty.
That's true.
So he gave up all of heaven to come down for us, and he just became a man. He was with skin on, God with skin on, just so that we could see how we can move out of poverty. So how did Jesus experience poverty? Well, he could, you know, because he came out of heaven,
think about it.
Heaven was a beautiful place.
That's so true.
And so every time you think about that, it shows you how much he gave up just so that we could experience life in him, be qualified to receive all the blessing of God.
That's so good. And I love just reflecting that God walked off the throne and came as a living example for you mm-hmm. and for me and for everyone watching. And it's so awesome to know that he wants you blessed and he wants you filled with every spiritual blessing. He wants to bring you peace if you feel like you're filled with worry or if you're feeling grief. He wants to take that grief away and give you that peace which surpasses all understanding. Sometimes people are like, Chrissy, why are you so happy? Or I get to tell them, but look, I have a hope of glory in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And though the situation might look like it's not going to work out in my favor, I know that no matter what, he said that I qualified and I'm walking towards my purpose and my destiny. So it's always great to share that with people.
Oh, it is.
That they might feel like they're lost or they have nowhere to turn, but Jesus is always the right answer.
That's so good. And you know, every time you say that to someone else, it reinforces what you believe in your own
That's
self.
That's right. It's
like
true.
A spiritual vitamin you take.
I know. Sometimes we need many of those,
yes,
too.
Yes, you do. It's stirs you up. And that's why I always, you know, God has so many great things in heaven, but Jesus put it all aside. He didn't have to leave heaven.
That's right.
He was, everything was pretty good for him. He did this for us.
He sure did.
He became, and knowing what he would have to do, knowing what he would have to do to go to the cross, all these things that he would do to bring, to buy back mankind for God, to pay the price for sin. Because Adam and Eve's sin was rejection. So God, it needed, the only thing that could pay for that disobedience was the blood of Jesus.
Oh,
and
so
he
good.
Shed it willingly.
That's right.
And nobody took his life. He gave it.
I love that
as
so
a
much.
Sacrifice.
And when we receive that, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we become qualified. And I just love to know that if you might be saying, well, how do I embrace the Lord? How do I get this salvation? It's so simple. A lot of people think make it kind of religious to where you have to jump through these hurdles or do this or that, but it's so simple.
Well, so many religions do that. They have these long list of works that you have to do, follow it, A, B, and C, maybe beat yourself.
Yeah.
I know there's some religion that say if you die in this, in jihadist war or whatever, you automatically go to heaven. You don't have to die. Jesus is the one who died. He wants you to live for him.
That's right.
And when you live for him and say, Jesus, forgive me, come in of my sins, come into my life, I want to live for you, then all of a sudden, that's it. You qualify.
You qualify.
For every blessing, every joy, everything that's available, and not just in heaven, but also on earth.
I love that. Oh, it's so great. There's some good news today that you have this abundance. And you know, the Lord said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's even better news.
That's a prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 6 and read that together.
Yes.
Because God doesn't really mind you having things. He says he just doesn't want things to have you.
Yeah.
And it's his will that you have abundance on the earth. And that's because that's exactly what you're going to experience in heaven. So the Lord wants you to experience his abundance. And we're going to read this in the scripture. Why would Jesus, in fact, we usually would, I think in our notes, we're talking about just reading verse 10, but I want to read this one. It's in verse 9 and 10, because this is what Jesus wants us to experience in our life. And I believe that God has you here for a purpose to hear this.
That's right.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 says, after this manner, pray ye. And this is the words of Jesus. And he says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. See, that's what Jesus wanted us to teach us to pray, because he really wants us to live on earth as it is in heaven. And a few weeks back in our study, we talked about living heavenly days on earth.
It
we
links
had that
up.
Study.
It sure does. I love how everything we do connects like that.
Yeah.
And it's so powerful when Jesus did this model prayer and showed us, you know, back then, the Jews never really referred to God as our Father. So that was such a big deal that Jesus called him Father. He made it so personal.
Yeah, and that's what he taught them by example. He went to his Father. He led by example. He was always going away to get in a quiet place,
that's
a private
right.
place with God to pray and to hear from God. And he knew what to do while he was here on the earth.
That's right.
He was speaking to the Father in heaven. And the Father in heaven was giving him instructions for the next day, what to do, where to go, what to say. Because he said, I'll only do those things that my Father tells me to say, only say the things my Father tells me to say, or do the things my Father tells me to do, say the things my Father tells me to say. So he got up to the men instructions, and we can have that same advantage.
I love that, knowing that we have it right there, that model prayer to pray, and that Jesus says, you know, on earth as it is in heaven. That's such a big statement.
It is.
And so you think about heaven, and you think about all the glorious things, and
that's
people
right.
are probably like, wait, you telling me I can live like that?
Yeah, you mean, well, is there any financial struggles in heaven?
No, there is not. There is not.
No, there's none. And that's the foundational, because the heaven, think about what it looks like.
Yeah.
That streets of gold.
Beautiful.
The foundations, all the beautiful things.
Gemstones, gorgeous. Yeah.
There's no poverty mentality. There's no thinking that I can't have it. No, God, if it doesn't create, God can create it.
That's
if it doesn't exist, God can create it for you.
That's so beautiful. I know, I think about going on vacations and going to see the Smoky Mountains, or looking at these big, beautiful sights and looking at all the beautiful things that the Lord created, and knowing that this is just a glimpse of what we have in heaven, but that it's the Lord's taste. You know, that's what he created it here, and it's there, and it's a beautiful thing to reflect about, that we have that promise of heaven, but that we can have it here because he qualified us. When we said yes to Jesus, we get rid of all that junk and
That's
start
right.
going forward, knowing that
That's
we have
good.
Promises.
That's so good, because you know, you don't have to be a certain color. You don't have to be a certain gender. You don't have to have certain education. you don't have to be a certain age. Everybody that believes in Jesus qualifies. God came so that he can give new life to everyone. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that abundant life is a heavenly life.
It sure is.
We talk about that a lot here.
It's a glorious living. I know, I was about to say the title of this program even shares it, that, that you can live a glorious time here on earth and bring that, be a light to someone else in your world. You know, maybe you're watching this right now and you've been watching JDM and you know the truth of the gospel. I encourage you to go to your family or let the Lord lead and guide you to somebody in your corner of the world that maybe they're down, sick, depressed, or disgusted, but you can be a light today. After you listen to this and read it for yourself, you can go wherever they are, meet them right where they are, and share the good news of the gospel that they have a prosperous future ahead of them.
That's so good. You know, that's a message the whole world needs to hear. Because a lot of people are down on themselves. And you hear about people always, they're taking antidepressants, all kind of medications because they don't feel adequate to maybe to live their life. They're overwhelmed by life's pressures. But Jesus came to get the pressure off of us.
Amen.
And to help us to see the great life that we really can have in him. You know, I was reading the scriptures the other day, and I was seeing how Jesus went into the synagogue, and there was a man there with a withered hand. I just recently taught on this. Yes. But he looked around at the Pharisees, because he knew their thoughts and he knew they were just trying to trap him because they didn't want anything, they would consider that work if you'd have healed someone on the Sabbath day. So he was watching them. He says he was angry. He was angry when he looked at them.
Wow.
And he was just frustrated, I think, because he saw that they were putting the making people think they didn't qualify for God's healing. I mean, of all places to be that you should have been able to go to God and get healed was at the temple
or at
the synagogue. But they restricted him. They were just so bound up by religious tradition. But Jesus came to shatter all that, to open up the way to God, to let us all know that we don't have to earn our salvation.
Amen.
We don't have to earn our healing. We don't have to earn our prosperity. We just need to believe him because it all came when he spoke those beautiful words of blessing in Genesis chapter 1. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue.
I love that. So good. And you know, going to Covenant Church, I mean, I've been attending here ever since I was a little girl, and we teach the truth. You and Brother Jesse teach the truth of the gospel, knowing that you can have whatever you say because that's what he said.
Yeah.
And when you read the Word of God and you find a Bible-based church, I just encourage you to watch Covenant Church wherever you are. Find a church that will believe with you. I remember so many times if I was going through something in life, I held on to my pastor, Pastor Kathy, or I talked to people in the church, or we have an intercessory prayer group where you can go and link up with people of like precious faith and just get together and pray and to know your promises of God. There's so many promises in this book available for you. So if I encourage you, get linked up with people that can pray for you and really believe and have faith, you know, because it matters. It makes all the difference.
You know, a lot of people, they're not in a place where they can go to a church. Maybe there's no church around them or maybe they're not aware of it. But a lot of people, what they do, Chrissy, is they binge on JDM.
I know, and that's a good thing.
I hear about it all the time, and it stirs them up. It gets them hungry. Then they get into the Bible, start realizing how much Jesus came really to give us.
Yeah.
And I love hearing those testimonies
that people write to us.
And nonstop, whether it's they're binging, whether it's on the boardroom chat or the broadcast or maybe church services.
Yeah,
service is so great that in all of this you could find on our app. Mm-hmm. We have over 400 messages.
Total
messages where you get the whole message and you just can. Sometimes, I've done that even for our messages. Let me see what Jesse said about that.
Yes.
I'll go and listen.
Yes.
It's hard to listen to myself. I can't really do it, but I love to listen to him and others. I bring on some, even in the older teachings, I bring on Brother Schombach. I'll put him on my iPad and I'll listen to things because when you hear what God has done for someone else, it stirs you up to realize, restrict us. If this other person could do it, I could do it. If they're qualified, I'm qualified.
That's so
you have to get
awesome.
That mentality that God sees us all the same, and He doesn't have any favorites. He loves. The Bible tells us that He's no respecter of persons.
That's right.
If anybody else can believe for it, so can you.
Ooh,
if
yes.
you can get victory, If someone else got victory, you can get victory too. If someone else got healed, you can get healed too.
Ooh, this is some good news. I hope Amen. You're realizing that today too. And comment below. I wanted to also mention, if you feel like you have no one to turn to, maybe you want prayer, but you really don't have someone who's willing to agree with you, you can comment your prayer request below. We have Team JDM ready and available to answer that and to link up with you online, or you can call JDM and get personal prayer. It's so awesome. Actually, there was a lady, she was speaking Spanish. We got this testimony in, but we have Spanish speakers that help us with our prayer call, and she needed a new car. And so one of our prayer team members linked up with her in prayer and in her own language, prayed with her, and then she wrote in and said, my new truck is on the way. So she Praise said, God. Thank you, JDM. So she qualified for that truck. She qualifies for the blessings.
You just needed somebody to agree with you.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to do that right now. Let's
yes,
pray. Father,
you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you for every person that has been watching and studying along with us.
Yes,
Lord, I just pray that you would just drop that vision, that faith in their heart
yes,
to realize
Lord.
That they qualify.
Yes.
And Lord, right now I pray for them that your presence would just surround them and touch them to let them know how special they are,
yes,
how
Jesus.
Precious they are in your sight,
yes.
and that they are all the things that Jesus came to pay for
yes,
was done.
Lord,
if they would have been the only person, you would have done it for them.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them today, Lord. If they're not born again, if they don't know you, reveal yourself to them in their heart. Lord, let them to just pray a simple prayer like, Lord, forgive me of my sins.
Yes,
come into my heart. I want to live for you. If they pray that prayer in their heart and believe it, Lord, they are born again. And because they're born again, they qualify for every
yes.
blessing, every promise, everything in the Word of God that belongs to them. Lord, I ask your blessing on them in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, amen. Ooh, that's a powerful prayer.
I love that.
It's so
good. And because of that prayer, if you didn't know Jesus, the moment that you go to heaven, you're going to be fitted with a gleaming robe of
Ooh,
righteousness.
Beautiful.
God is going to put a robe on you. But today, right here on the earth, you can live an overcoming life.
That's so good. And God says that you qualify. And I know you're probably doing your, I don't do my little praise dance in here realizing that.
I know it.
That I have
believe
that.
People's eyes have been opened to the truth that they qualify. And, you know, I love the fact that our partners help us to do what we do every single day. We're in this, so many times in every part of the week, we're in the studio doing
yes,
something.
Yes, we are.
Or we're traveling, going somewhere, or preparing to do it. So God has us here to be a blessing to you. And I pray that you've been a blessing. And the reason we're here is because of all of our partners
I
that
know.
Help us to do what we do. So partners, thank you so much. And if you're not a partner, you can become one. Use all that information. We always have that on the site so that you can be a part of what God is doing. It's a team of people.
It sure
We're going
is.
Into the world. We're going into the world to reach people and change lives
one soul at a time. What a mission. And we're fulfilling it
mm-hmm.
every day. I love being a part of this team. I love being a part of Team JDM and knowing that people all over the world are getting blessed by the gospel, and thank you for being a part of that. This was so fun,
it's
Pastor
so
Kathy.
Fun. You know, we only got through about half of
yes.
Jesse's teaching in this magazine,
yes,
in this article.
So good.
He says where it says God says you qualify. So Chrissy and I are going to be next week. We're going to continue the same in the same clothes. We're
yeah.
going to continue studying, but we're going to tape it, and so it'll be aired for next week for you because we wanted you to get the fullness of what God has deposited in Jesse. And because I believe that it's going to help you. Because next week, we're going to talk about getting righteous and getting blessed.
Ooh, I love that. I know you're excited, and I'm excited, too. Thank you, Pastor Kathy. It's
thank
been
you.
Awesome.
It's been great. Look forward to seeing you. So thank you so much for being right here with me in Studio C. We'll be back next week, and I want to see you here. Bye-bye.